This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air with me. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot you can get involved with. The I guess on Facebook, we also have a live Facebook feed where you can go and talk to other people and watch should you want to watch, although it is radio. I don't get all this watching stuff, but whatever. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending, you know, up there and watching and being involved. If you head over to the website, though, we also have, as you can see tonight, I have my hashtag stand shirt on. I am tired of seeing these thugs, you know, at these resist events, like it's, you know, like they're really resisting. They're not really resisting. But you see them at these resist events, and they're quote-unquote grassroots efforts, my butt. Grassroots efforts. Grassroots issues don't have money to play with. They usually don't have any money to play with, to speak of. So, anyhow, you know, get involved, get engaged, buy the shirt. Yeah, I got coffee mugs. I got all kinds of fun stuff up there. Let's get to it. Tim Donnelly is going to join me after the break. We're going to talk about whether or not the state of California can be saved. I don't think so. No, I think they've gone to the dogs. They've gone to the loons, and there ain't no return. You know what I'm saying? Really, when you hear, we're going to talk about this in a little bit. When you hear about what's been going on here, when you hear what's been going on in California between the taxes, here's a good one for you. Apparently, the state of California, who doesn't have two nickels to run together, they're $127 billion in the hole with these pensions and other things. Now they've decided, now this guy's a genius. I will start to give him credit now. They're going to bail out Elon Musk. That's right. He is, first off, everybody gives this guy credit for being such an entrepreneur. Well, usually an entrepreneur, if you read the description of what that is, it's when you put up your money, your finances, when you take a risk to your financial detriment to build your company, to make something happen. Musk has done a great job as an immigrant. He's done a great job at getting billions of dollars from the federal government to move his plans forward. He knows how to do grants. He knows how to make money. He knows how to grab the market. He knows how to make this happen. So the state of California, the assembly, has passed a three. Ready for this one? This should make you jump out of your skin. They passed a $3 billion subsidy program for electric vehicles. Now that just dwarfs the existing program. Now the bill's now in the state senate. If passed, it will head to Governor Jerry Brown's desk, who has not yet indicated if he'd sign it or not. Right. I don't think that guy's ever seen a e-bill that he didn't like. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, it's an effort to put more electric vehicle sales into high gear. He wants to help kick it, or the legislator wants to help, legislatures want to help us kick it into high gear so we'll sell more. Now, Tesla soon will hit the limit of the federal tax rebates, which are good for the first 200,000 EVs sold in the U.S. per manufacturer, beginning as of December 2009. Think about that. So, is that how many they've sold since 2009? Now, in the second quarter, after the manufacturer hit the limit, the subsidy gets cut in half from $7,500 to $3,700. 2 quarters later, it gets cut in half again to $1,800. And then 2 quarters later, it goes to zero. Given Tesla's ambitious U.S. sales forecast for its Model 3, it will hit the 200,000 vehicle limit in 2018, after which the phase-out begins. A year later, the subsidies are gone. So they're going to lose $7,500 of your money. Isn't that cool? You get to pay for all them wonderful cars out there in the street. So every time somebody buys a Tesla, the taxpayer is paying that person $7,500 of their money to drive the car. Right? $7,500 on a $3,500 car. $35,000 car. Now, there's no other EV manufacturer is near the 200,000 limit. Their customers are going to benefit from the subsidy for time and time and time. We were talking about the Priuses and that kind of thing. Now, this could crush Tesla sales. Many car buyers are sensitive to these subsidies. For example, after Hong Kong rescinded a tax break for EVs effective in April, Tesla sales in April dropped to zippo. Think about that. Zero. I mean, the Chinese people are all into green energy, and they won't buy a battery-operated car. So the only way people are interested in these cars is if they get subsidies from the government. Isn't that cool? The only way the green people, right, the eco people, are interested in buying these cars is if you're willing to pay the bill for them, or portion of it. God, I love this stuff. Now, in California, the largest EV market in the U.S., right, they sell almost 3% of all electric vehicles across the country. They're up 0.4%. I mean, it's not like it's an amazing amount of money. So, what are they going to do? They need help. But California has decided to step in to save them because we're going to show people we can do it. We can't pay for it, but we can do it. So California's going to replace the federal subsidies on these cars sold in California. Isn't that wonderful? We may finish this up later on, but I'm Joe Messina, your host. Tim Donnelly joins me, and right after the break, don't go far. We'll be right back. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your enemies all about the show. I'm telling you, if you want to get somebody's heart pumping, have them listen to the show. Seriously. Especially if they're on the left. They might learn something, which would be good, but they might learn absolutely nothing. I don't know. Some of them are pretty hard-headed. Anyway, I'm glad to have with me tonight. I've got Tim Donnelly joining me. He's a former California assemblyman, former candidate for governor in Tea Party. I like to call him a Tea Party darling. He's the author of a book called Patriot, Not Politician. And he joins me tonight to discuss the sad state of affairs in the Republican Party here in the state of California and countrywide. Tim, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be on with you, Joe.
Always have fun. Hey, I was starting to tell you during the break, and I need to finish because I just finished up this story about how I guess Tesla, Mr. Musk, who really, really has learned how to game the system in the United States here, apparently his subsidies from the government are running out because he's hit the 200,000 car mark. And he's worried that he's not going to be able to put them out anymore. And the American citizen is picking up $7,500 on every car he sells. So the California legislature has decided, well, you can't let electronic vehicle sales take a nosedive because the government's not helping to pay for them. So California, because it has an overwhelming amount of dollars, tax dollars, has decided now that it will chip in the $7,500 rebate for Elon Musk. I'm sure you have something to say about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, so they're taking a break from subsidizing illegal aliens and giving them free college tuition at our expense to give a billionaire a bailout. Surprise, surprise. But I guess you could call it variety. At least
diversity.
There's that, right?
Definitely diversity, right?
Diversity, yeah. Isn't that the key word?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
You can't make this stuff up. I mean, and by the way, if anyone missed it, they saddled every single person who works for a living and has any kind of a commute with a massive tax increase disguised as the so-called cap and trade program, which a lot of people think might be good. We're going to do something about the environment and all this. It's a bunch of nonsense. You could literally shut down California, take it off the grid. It wouldn't make a damn bit of difference in terms of the temperature. It wouldn't change it at all. And yet they want to do that. And they're hitting the working poor the hardest with a 63-cent tax increase on gas. It won't be recorded as a tax increase. It'll just be a cost passed on from the oil companies. Right. But here's the thing. We've got a Republican Party here who's supposed to be the opposition party. They've staked their comeback and they're rebuilding their brand by repealing a 12-cent tax. This one's five times as big, and it was Republicans who put him over the top and made it lawsuit-proof, so you can't challenge it in court.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. We're watching, well, the so-called, come on, let's do this right way, the so-called Republicans in California. We're watching some of these guys. You think they're just frustrated, Tim, to the point where they just think, oh, God, I can't win. It doesn't matter how I'm going to vote. I might as well go along and maybe I can get something out of this.
No.
Really?
No, they just don't care.
They don't care.
No, they don't care. They don't care. No, they don't care about us. Look, I was there.
I know you were.
And the first thing that happens when you get there is you are surrounded by sycophants and lobbyists and paid seducers who and they don't just seduce you, you know, the way that what's his name and what's her name?
Ron in prime time, so be careful.
Yeah. No, this is more of a it's more diabolical. They tell you. They tell you you're so smart. How did you get here? Oh, tell me about the race. Oh, my God. Nobody has ever done anything like what you see. They had me sit down with this lobbyist from the oil industry. One of the most attractive females I've ever met, period. She used to be on ESPN doing sports news and just stunning. And she's telling me all this. And I find myself just going, thinking more and more, wow, I am genius. I am so smart and sexy and, you know, and I'm going full bore. I'm taking it hook, line, and sinker, and all of a sudden the phone rings and it's my wife. And I'm like, I got to go outside. So I go outside to take the call, right? And I'm like cooling down. And all of a sudden, I got this sick feeling because I realized what was going on. But that's what they do.
Wow.
And they send hundreds of these emissaries in the first couple of months to just buy you drinks, buy you, you know, steak and lobster while everybody else, you know, who works for a living is eating a tax increase that you happen to pass. But they get you to the point where you think you are so smart and you are so respected in that bubble. You don't realize that nobody on the streets has any idea even what your name is, let alone that you're there, because you don't fight that way. You don't pull a Donald Trump. You don't pull a Tim Donnelly and go out in the streets and hold a protest when Mexico puts one of our Marines in jail and he's being abused. You don't do that. And by the way, when I did do that, when Sergeant Andrew Tamberisi was in a jail and I had a megaphone, I couldn't get a single Republican to join me in the streets because they're all groomed by their consultants as well, who are all part of the seduction class, this political class, who then tell them how you're going to get reelected. And so they've told them, I heard this from a couple of assemblymen who were in the room, Chad Mays, consultant, I believe his name is Joe Justin or something. He's convinced them that if you want to be a successful Republican, you've got to buy into global warming. And you've got, because everybody believes in it. So they're buying into the hoax. They're legitimizing this fraud perpetuated on the California people.
Yeah, I was at a meeting recently where, as distasteful as it was, I sat there and listened to it all the way through. And basically, we were told on how to approach issues. You know, you look around the room, you see who's sitting there, you learn how to approach issues, and we can't be the conservatives we used to be because we're not going to win any elections. These aren't the days of race. I mean, I just heard the browbeat, the constant tongue lashing of how you should approach your constituents or the people in your community.
Okay.
And
I got a question.
Go ahead.
I just got a simple question. It's the simplest question on planet Earth. Okay? So we have, I call this the Munger style of politics. Ever since Charles Munger, Warren Buffett's business partner's son, who got billions from his daddy, ever since he bought the Republican Party. So here's the question. Their goal is to get squishes elected, people who have no principles, people who are for sale. How's that working out? Because I'm watching guys like David Hadley, who just dropped out of the governor's race, by the way. But David Hadley got elected originally by standing up on a couple of principles, and it was a very smart campaign.
You need to hold that. I need to put you on pause because you and I both believe in capitalism. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Tim Donnelly's on the line with me, and we're going to talk about principles over party. Principles over being a patriot over your party. We'll be back in a few minutes. Okay. We'll go back to the Hadley thing. Yeah, it was funny. I was just told that Munger isn't giving us any money.
Individuals who don't have health care insurance, real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. And you better have been born to wave the flag, because there's no other flag to wave. Why bother? Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a live Facebook feed. There's all kinds of fun stuff. Also, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, and you'll find out there's nothing to hate. There's not even anything to be afraid of. These are all labels that the left gave me, or gave us. You know, the people who hate labels, well, they actually attach labels to us, and they don't even know what they mean. So anyway, another fighter of the left, another fighter for freedom and liberty and the American way of life, make him sound like Superman, right? Tim Donnelly joins me, former California Assemblyman, former candidate for governor, Tea Party darling, and author of Patriot, Not Politician. A great name for a book, Tim. Love that. Really?
Seriously. Yeah, the subtitle is Winner Go Homeless.
Oh.
Well, yeah, patriot, not politician, winner go homeless. Kind of describes the state of California, doesn't it?
Well, I still really, I don't want any damage done, but I really want the big one to come. Like, just break us off right at the state line there. You know, or maybe maybe President Trump will build a wall across Mexico and then north up the east side of the California border. What do you think? I'm good with
you. Coastal state. You'll have a coastal state. Utopia, a leftist, Marxist utopia.
Well, they want to be their own country anyhow. Why not allow them to be that country they just strive for? And I figure if they take everything they want to take, then within about 20 years, we'll just walk in and take it back because there'll be nobody left.
But they love lording the power over you, especially you, Joe.
Yes, no kidding.
Especially you.
Oh, God. So, anyway, you know, back to what's going on here again with the California legislature and the party here. Not the party. Let's stay away from that for a second. You know, you look at a state that wants to do single-payer health care, $400 billion worth of health care. They've got a budget of just under $200 billion. They have no way, nobody thought or nobody cared to think, how are we going to pay for this? And it just seems like They never look at the revenue side of the sheet, do they?
No. They got a whole new cap and trade plan, by the way, that was just announced this week. They want to do the ports of Los Angeles. They want to create their own cap and trade, but basically they're just going to stick it to the truckers like they did last time. Then they're going to go beg, borrow, and steal any government grants they can get from the state or the feds. And they're even going to try to compete with Jerry Brown's crazy train for money from the current cap and trade program that was just passed. And basically the price tag is $14 billion. Now, they're going to replace 17,000 trucks with, these are short-haul specialized trucks, with electric vehicles, right? The only problem is they don't exist. So they're going to create them with government money and create a market, kind of like what they did with Obamacare. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
No. No, it's perfect. Listen, I'm sitting here one day and I'm saying to people, think about all the things that California tackles and they go after and they talk about, when you think about, what is it, $129 billion, they're upside down with pensions and what have you. Nobody thinks about going back and addressing that, right, because we're going to find a way to pay it. Then they taxed us to have roads fixed, for infrastructure years and years ago. We have a dam that's crumbling and nobody seems to know where that money is. And then after beating on President Trump for months and months and months, they're not going to get in line. They're not going to do what he wants to do. Oh, and by the way, would you send us $100 billion to cover the 60-some-odd billion that we just blew? We don't really know where it is, so we can rebuild our infrastructure. I mean, they're just like a bunch of 17-year-old spoiled brats.
Ugh. Yeah, and speaking about President Trump, here's what we were talking before the break, but David Hadley. Here's what David Hadley denounced Trump and lost his seat. And I think those two are connected because there's a fundamental, what was that word that President Bush used to use? Misunderestimate. Well, there's a misunderstanding. There's a fundamental, and I believe an intentional misunderstanding by the establishment, and I don't differentiate Republican or Democrat, but they don't understand Trump. They're terrified of him, but they don't understand his appeal. And it's real simple. He took all these things that are stupid, and he called them stupid. He smashed the media in the face. He gave them a bloody nose, and all of a sudden they were afraid. You remember that moment where the reporter asked him a really stupid question, and he looked at her, he's like, "It's a really stupid question. You got a better one, or am I out of here?" I mean,
yes,
that's
that was
awesome.
Great.
You know, I call it going to the getting a PhD in media management at the Donald J. Trump School of How to Deal with the Media. And candidates ought to do that.
You listen, you're right on. I the two things I always say is, look, he beat 16 seasoned candidates with 2 to 5 word answers to almost everything. Looking at them and saying, they're stupid. You have no energy. That makes no sense. Lion Ted. I mean, this is how he won, because he wasn't speaking politico. He wasn't playing any games. And then the other joke I say is, go back and look at our Revolutionary War. When you go back that far, we weren't playing by the Marcus of Queensberry rules. We were playing guerrilla warfare. And the English, right?
Exactly.
And you have got to take these people on head on, or we'd be shutting down for tea every afternoon today if we played back then.
Well, look at the battle after the Alamo. After we lost almost every single human being that was alive in the Alamo, Sam Houston chased General Santana, Mexican General Santana, across all over the country of Mexico, and found him on a battlefield. I think it was March 6th of 1836. They were asleep. It was siesta. Who takes a siesta in the middle of a war?
Well,
right?
Right.
And that's where the opportunities come from, to see your battleground where you now have the advantage. Mm-hmm. And I believe we could actually win back California, at least at the governor level, if we had somebody who understood that it's not going to be enough to be conservative. It's not going to be enough to be right on all the issues. It's not going to be enough to have a really nice haircut. You've got to really play smash-mouth politics and understand that if you're not being demonized and calling a Nazi on day one, then you've got no chance.
Listen,
but if you are, then you have a chance to wake some people up.
I've been told that I can't run for higher office because I'm too rough around the edges. I tee off people too much. Okay?
Joe, I came on here to recruit you to run for governor. Come on. Didn't you know there was a method to my madness?
Oh, no. So, I'm sitting here going, how do you fight back a group of guys? Look at what they just did with the tax board. A constitutional, state of Cali constitutional tax board, and they don't follow the Constitution. I guess they don't need to up there in Sacramento. They make their own rules. Nobody slows them down. How would a governor stop them? Seriously.
Well, no, you can't. You can't because they're still going to have the supermajority. I mean, we lost the entire purpose for the Republican Party to exist in the year that Trump basically rebranded the Republican Party. So they lost the supermajority. They lost, they became a permanent minority in the GOP. They're now under 26% statewide.
Wow.
And I told you before I was going to ask a simple question, a really, really, really simple question, which I never got to. It's very simple. How's that working for you, GOP? How's that working for you to let the elitist establishment like Munger, Brulke, and all those guys, basically pander, play racial identity politics, and yet you keep getting destroyed. You're losing seat after seat after seat. You're the smallest you've ever been. You're the most insignificant and irrelevant. The only thing you can do to make headlines is sell out the people on the very issues, the core issues you claim to stand for, taxes. And government control and things like that.
But Tim,
how's it working? Because
we've seen,
I just see us losing at every turn.
In D.C., we're doing the same thing. I've been saying that Paul Ryan, for almost 3 years now, I've been saying I believe that Paul Ryan is the first pass or the first person of the progressive Republican Party that we've seen. And, look at how he's acted. Look at what he's done. And we have no support.
How do you call that guy a leader? How can you call him a leader of anything? And Mitch McConnell, how is he allowed to stay? Who's picking the leaders? It's the lobbyists.
Yep.
See, I've been on the inside. I've been in those caucuses. That's why they didn't throw Travis Allen on the brain. That's why they didn't throw that Chad Mays. He's the head of the progressive left here in California. They didn't throw him to the curb. He needs to be recalled and thrown out of office, not just out of leadership. But they can't muster the cojones to do what needs to be done. They just lost their entire brand.
No,
the Republican Party died the day they cast that vote.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. Look, I got these beautiful shirts, T-shirts, hashtag stand. Okay, I've got one that says hashtag stand for America, stand to make America great again. And then I've got one that's, you know, these grassroots organizations that have the resist on their T-shirts, and they're out there. I've got ones that says hashtag stand over the resist. Don't be a, some of you written me emails and you say, you know, Joe, I love the shirts. I want to wear one. I'm afraid that we get beat up. How would it be if our founding father said, oh, you know, I'd love to get involved in this whole freedom thing, you know, independence thing. But, you know, I got a house. I got a family. I got cattle to worry about. You guys go ahead. I'm behind you. I'll give you some money. But you go ahead and take it. Wait, you know what? We'd all be stopping for tea every day from noon to one. Seriously. Okay. Tim Donnelly joins me. I know he feels the same way I do about this. Former California Assemblyman Tim Donnelly is with me right now. He's written a book called Patriot, Not Politician. God bless you, Tim. Thanks for doing that. And thanks for being on with me.
Hey, it's
great to be on with you. I'm really enjoying your your fire. And look, you know, you tell it like it is. That's where the action's at. And,
oh, yeah.
And that's what I do in my book. I give you the behind the scenes. I name names. And the Republican Party is just as guilty as the Democrat Party at the establishment level, especially in California. I mean, it's insanity. And you know what's funny is when people ignore what works, and they want to continue. I just did a YouTube or a Facebook Live video. I just said California is the definition of insanity. They prove it every day. trying the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result. And that's the California GOP. You know, whereas Trump went out there and blazed a whole new trail. And I think all across this country, you're going to see people rising up, taking advantage of that momentum, who are going to start redefining what the new normal is in politics in terms of how you can get elected with a whole lot less money. And we're going to have a whole lot more people like you and I who actually represent you and I.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice to have somebody actually represented us, thought like we did?
I think that was the plan, wasn't it?
Yes, representative government. Yeah, that apparently we don't know what that means anymore. I don't know. But we don't have fighters anymore, Tim. I mean, seriously, think about it. We don't have people up there actually fighting. Look, Woody, I don't think our president, President Trump, is blameless. He's done some pretty stupid things. But for the most part, he's on it. He's pushing forward. He wants to get things done. And I was in heaven the other day when he pulled all the senators in and he said, look, you basically, here's my interpretation. He said, you bunch of miserable little cowards, okay? You knew that for the last 7 years, it was like being a Christian in church on Sunday, right? That's really simple. That's really easy. You knew that bill wasn't going anywhere, so it was easy to vote on it. I got a pen. I'm waiting to sign something. When are you going to bring it to me?
Exactly. Right? Exactly. repeal this monstrosity, this evil Trojan horse. Just repeal it. And you know what? Let the free market fix the flaws. It ain't that complicated. You open up competition between states. Now all of a sudden you've got a level playing field. Now all of a sudden you've got a bigger market. And guess what? Whatever the free market can't fix, then you come in with some sort of a little tiny government tweak. Instead of all government, 80% government and 20% market, it's 80% plus of the free market, which always works wherever it's tried. You know, incentives. We appeal to the self-interest of people. We give them what they need based on what they're willing to pay, and we let them decide instead of having the government decide. I mean, these guys do not understand the first rule of politics. When you screw over the people who sent you to D.C. or to your state house, they're going to turn on you, and they're going to take you out. And it's funny to watch all these politicians trying to please the left, who hates their guts.
Right.
And I wish I could just get it through their heads. They hate you. Get over it and start fighting effectively. And that means ridicule them when they come up with stupid stuff. That's what Trump does. He uses the Alinsky principles on them.
No, he does. He does. He just, look at, most people aren't politicos. They don't speak politico. You can't talk. Look, you and I joked about this earlier, but I said, so Trump gets up on the stage and he's during a debate. And what happens? So you get a guy that could probably have beat him. Cruz gets up there and he starts talking about how we've got to change the budget. We watch this, a percentage of this, to get our military strong. We've got to bring our spending in line with it. And he's going through all this stuff, and my eyes glaze over, and I just want to go take a hit off the crack pipe because I'm thoroughly confused. Trump gets up there and says, you know, I'm going to make our military so strong. They're going to be so big. I'm going to give them everything that they need to be able to fight the enemy so that when the enemy thinks about, you know, coming after us, they're going to go, oh, they're big, they're strong, we don't want anything to do with them. And everybody applauds. Everybody goes crazy. You know why? Because those are all sixth grade level words that I can understand, I get, and he's painted a picture for me, and where do I vote for this guy? You know, you're right about him. He has hit not the same way Reagan did, but he's hit middle America to say, look, I speak like you. I know you need work, and we're going to work on this, and we're not going to do it the normal way through politics. I'm going to remove the coal restrictions. We're going to get you back to work. That's what we want again. We want to reset where we truly have representation, right?
Well, here's who Trump is reaching. See, the Republican Party, let's just take the California GOP for a minute because I love beating on them. So they tried the racial identity politics. They tried to do what they call Latino outreach, Asian outreach, black outreach. All of it has been an epic failure. The more they do it, the more people hate the Republican Party. And you got Trump. So I'm walking door to door during the 2016 election running for Congress against an establishment congressman. And I'm walking the Democrats because I need Democrat votes because I know it's going to be hard to convince Republicans to vote against a Republican, right?
Right.
You know how that is. So I knock on this door. It's a 60-year-old black woman, and she just goes off. She tells me why she loves Donald Trump, and she's voting for Donald Trump. And I'm like, I'm trying to get her to vote for me. She's like, I'm not sure about you, but I love Donald Trump. And I said, okay. I'm in. Tell me why you as a Democrat are voting for a guy that they call a racist. And she said, because he got balls. And that was it. She said, they want to take him down. The man is trying to take him down, and he is a fighter. And I like him. And that's it.
Yep.
That was it. It was nothing political. There was no Republican Democrat. There was no tax, spend, you know, Obamacare, any of that. She's not supposed to vote for a Republican. So what the Republican Party in California has not learned is you need to have someone who will be such an ardent champion for your cause, that they go overboard on the side of the fight with passion and vigor and God forbid, manliness. And in an over-feminized culture,
you can't keep swearing like that.
Everybody
on my
sells out. I've probably got you in all kinds of trouble.
No, you know, think about the seething that's happening on the left. Think about what gets them the maddest is his nationalism. How dare he talk about putting America first? How dare he talk about putting Americans first, putting Americans back to work? I mean, I don't care.
What do we call the last nationalist generation? What do we call them?
The greatest generation. The greatest generation, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. The greatest generation. They won World War II by being nationalists. And they were nationalists on behalf of Western culture in England and all over Europe, France. Remember, France was invaded. We went to Normandy, spent all those American lives to defend the idea that men should live free and should be in charge of their own destiny and should rule themselves rather than be ruled over by a tyrant and a dictator.
You haven't heard Governor Boonbeam. We don't know what's best for us. They do. What's wrong with you, Tim? You're not drinking the Kool-Aid? God. I know.
You have 2 minutes left, and you're just trying to egg me on. You're going to have me back, my friend.
Well, you got.
And by the way, I'm coming to your town.
You are. You're coming out my neck of the woods. You are. And you're going to have your book with you, Patriot, Not Politician. And I think that you're going to be.
We don't go homeless. You can get it on my website. It's patriotnotpolitician.com. It's very simple. $25 signed copy. I sign it, mail it myself. Not a complicated thing. It's the real deal. It's the inside scoop.
Yeah. If you can't sign it, I mean, if you can't find or spell Patriot, Not Politician, and you probably shouldn't be allowed to vote. That's kind of my so, I don't know. But
I love how you keep saying the title of my book over and over. I love
it. Well, you know, I wouldn't have enough time, but I told you how a Republican group asked me to stop speaking to their group because I was talking about principles over party. They didn't like that for some reason.
But Joe, here's what I'm telling everybody
who keeps
complaining about Trump being attacked. Very simple. Yeah. Put your favorite song as theme music to the left's rants because they're guaranteeing his reelection.
Hey, Tim, thanks so much for being with me. We'll have you back on again, and I do appreciate your time. We'll see you soon.
Godspeed, my friend. Godspeed.
I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Next hour, smorgasbord of fun stuff. We'll be back.